how's it been so easy to check the Eagles at the door?
Well, it's been cool. And everybody comes into the running back room with no open arms and just open suggestions as to how to perfect the run game that much more. So everybody's learning off one another. Nobody's really looking at that one true guy saying, no, he has all the answers. Everybody has a chance to chime in. You know, Deuce does a phenomenal job of, you know, keeping an open forum of, you know, what can we do to allow ourselves to be, you know, the top running back group in the league.
As you guys have broken down the Giants' run defense, I mean, do you guys' eyes get a lot wider considering they're the 31st run defense in the league?
I mean, it's one of those things that it's only on paper. You know, the Giants are going to play as hard just like the first game. So they may be ranked that in the run game, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be, you know, so easy as we think it's going to be. So, you know, when we go out there, we just got to really, you know, keep the pedal to the floor and just, you know, run as much as we can.
Then why are you smiling? Could you see so many opportunities there?
As a running back, you gotta smile when you see, you know, things like that. But at the same time, you really can't, you know, take them for granted because, you know, they're a 2-11 team, but they can, you know, still play as good as football as anybody.
Do you expect the run game, the touches and the runs to increase, or is that an oversimplification because of the injury?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you know, the over-exaggeration of it probably. But as a running back, you know you want to keep, you know, seeing the shares increase between everybody. But, you know, we have such a talented group. You know, everybody can't really get the bulk of the carries. Some games it might lean on one person more than others. So it just depends on, you know, who has the hot hand that game and, you know, who Coach Peterson wants in at the time. So whenever you have the time, you just got to maximize it, you know, if you're in there.
Corey, you're now a playoff team. As you look back at the season you've had, I mean, you go from being undrafted to being a key contributor and a big part of this running attack. Has it gone even better than you would have expected for you personally?
Yeah, it's going great. No, I think we're in the position we're at now because of, you know, how we prepared in the hot summer days. And, you know, looking back at this, I didn't think I'd be in the situation because, you know, like you said, I was undrafted. I could have been bounced around easily. So I'm happy the position I'm in. I always want to keep doing better. And at the same time, I can't forget that, you know, the chip has to stay on my shoulder that, you know, I wasn't picked by anybody, but I was given an opportunity here first. So I'm just going to keep playing lights out, just giving 110% every time I step on the field.
Feels like that's a common theme for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Has that been a factor that maybe people aren't taking into account that while you're 11-2?
I think so. You know, everybody really gives us respect only but the, you know, the people who bleed green in the city of Philadelphia. So anybody on the outside, we just got to ignore them because, you know, they're not going to give us our props until we win the big one. So it's still out there, but at the same time, we got to focus on what's only in this locker room, and that stays in the locker room.
You know, winning Saturday, I mean, Sunday would really mean a lot.
Yeah.
With the situation right now, with the quarterback getting that home field.
Exactly.
You could lock the whole thing up this
yeah.
Sunday possibly. Does that really motivate you guys to get this thing done?
Oh, yeah, it definitely motivates us. You just got to take one game at a time and just keep I guess stacking accolades and whatever we came across, we got the division as far as NFC champs goes, as far as the East side, and we just keep approaching each one and whatever other teams do to make our chances possible of getting home field advantage, so be it. It's going to pan out. You know, we just have to keep doing our job, and that's winning.